Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, as we've been saying, there has been international condemnation of Belarus after that Ryanair plane en route from Greece to Lithuania was forced by fighter jets to land in Minsk. President of the European Union, Ursula von der Leyen, tweeted that those responsible for the Ryanair hijacking must be sanctioned. Amid rumours of a bomb threat, Belarusian police arrested Roman Portasevich, an opposition blogger and critic of the authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. For the latest, I'm joined on the line now by Moscow correspondent with The Guardian, Andrew Roth. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi, good morning.
So we've been discussing this here with our own Taoiseach, the Prime Minister, who was saying that action must be taken against Belarus. Our Foreign Minister, Simon Coveney, called the action aviation piracy. What's your assessment of what happened?
I mean, that appears to be sort of an unprecedented and a pretty accurate description of what took place. You know, this was an intra-European Union flight that was going from Greece to Lithuania that was carrying an opposition blogger on board. And he was involved in those big protests that took place last year in Belarus. He's, been living in exile. They've tried to bring him back to the country to arrest him. But what happened was while he was flying over the country, it looks like Belarusian air traffic controllers ordered the plane to land, that MiG-29 was scrambled. A bomb threat was also apparently phoned in. And basically they forced a plane that was flying, between two EU countries to land in Minsk. So piracy seems like an accurate description.
And Ryanair saying today they believe that there were KGB officers on the flight. How worrying is that for the aviation industry?
I think that, I don't think that's out of the question whatsoever. And I think that the fact that Roman Protasevich may have been followed is probably the most conventional part of this story. He, before he got on the plane, said that he felt that there was a bald man with a leather suitcase speaking Russian following him around in Greece. And he was at an opposition event that was also attended by the sort of opposition leader in exile. So I don't think it's surprising to imagine that he was being followed. This is one of the sort of top enemies of the Belarusian government. But I think that the other parts of this, not just the agents on board, but the use of force and coercion to ground an EU plane, I think a jetliner, I think that's what's really unusual and unprecedented.
With the EU leaders meeting today and tomorrow, the timing, I suppose, is impeccable in that they're coming together to decide. And you would imagine it will be close to the top of the agenda now to decide what action to take.
Right. And I think that, there's two questions. One is the will. And it seems like this is something that's really angered a lot of EU countries. So many people are involved. Lithuania, where Protasevich lives, Greece, where the plane took off from, Ireland, of course, because of Ryanair, Poland, because that's where the plane is registered. And this is about, a really important thing for the EU, which is just the freedom of travel and commerce. So I think that's the will question. And the other question is what can actually be done? Because Belarus is in sort of bunker mode already at the moment because, so many people have already been sanctioned, including Alexander Lukashenko. The question is, what can really be done? So it looks like the most likely response and the strongest one that's being suggested is blocking flights over Belarus and also blocking flights to and from the country. So probably something that hits the aviation industry would be something to look out for.
And what would be the impact of that on the region if that were to happen? Because I see the UK Foreign Affairs Select Committee is calling on that measure to be taken too. All flights over Belarus to be suspended is what they suggest. So how would that play out?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of ways that would, impact Belarus. One is that, obviously it would take money from the overflights from Belarus away. It would kind of impact a kind of north-south corridor from the Baltic states, down to southern Europe, where this flight was kind of flying through. But even, the Ryanair CEO said today that we don't really fly over Belarus that much. So we would just have to kind of adjust our flight paths a little bit. It would be rough for the airlines, of course, that would have to kind of find new routes. I do think that it would also just impact kind of normal Belarusians too. One of the problems about isolating Belarus is that the people who want to, have connections to the West are those who are most likely to be in the opposition. And so the more that it's isolated, you could say that it plays into Lukashenko's hands to a certain degree by cutting those people off further from the West and the ability to travel there.
And we heard from the UK former UK ambassador to Belarus, John Everard. He was on the BBC this morning And he was saying that Russia and China must be furious with Belarus for putting them in this position. And there's been a very muted response, hasn't there, from those two players?
Right. Obviously, there are questions about, you know, who may have been behind this and whether Russia was involved at all. And there are some reports, but they're not confirmed, that the other people who came off the plane may have been Russian citizens or Belarusian citizens. But it's not clear at the moment. The Russians have put out a statement from the foreign ministry that has, you know, broadly been in support of Belarus and said that the West is overreacting or misreacting to the situation. I mean, there's just so much going on at the moment that already puts, you know, the West in conflict with Russia, that, you know, even if they're not, you know, they weren't anticipating this kind of conflict in particular, I don't think that they're necessarily furious with the situation. And it's possible that they knew that this was going to happen.
What about concerns then for the journalist, blogger, activist Roman Protasevich, who was taken off that plane? What more can you tell us about him and what's likely to be happening?
Yeah, Roman is, you know, basically one of the most important journalists, opposition activists in the country. He was involved with an online blog that's called Nexta, and then also one's called Nexta Live. That are on Telegram, which is, you know, kind of like WhatsApp or another messaging service. These guys were basically broadcasting the protests last summer against Lukashenko over the elections. So this was sort of the main media that was, you know, followed by most of the opposition during these really important kind of protests that took place last year. He fled Belarus in 2019. He lived in Poland, and now he was living in Lithuania. You know, he basically knew that he couldn't go back to the country because of the dangers he's facing. He's been accused of extremism. He's been accused of terrorism. I don't think there's much doubt that it's politically motivated by looking at the situation. Okay. And so, you know, officially he's facing 15 years in prison on those charges. But Belarus has not abolished the death penalty. And so when he was being let off the plane yesterday, he told one of the other passengers, you know, I'm facing the death penalty here. So it's very difficult to know what's going to happen next to him. We don't know anything about his whereabouts or of his girlfriend, Sofia Sapergo, who was also taken off the flight too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at the moment, I think there's a lot of concern for what could be happening to them.
It's an extraordinary situation. And as we say, with EU leaders meeting today and tomorrow, we should know more about the European response. Andrew Roth, thank you very much for joining us from Moscow. Andrew is a journalist with The Guardian newspaper. Next on the programme, Fionn Davenport brings us the best of Dublin today in the last instalment of our Holidaying at Home series.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.